Connecticut advocates for addiction treatment say proposed funding cuts to the federal Medicaid program will leave fewer resources for people with substance use disorders. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
The proposed cuts are part of President Donald Trump's federal budget plan. It includes about $1 trillion in cuts over a decade to Medicaid, the program which provides health coverage for people in poverty. And Connecticut advocates say that doesn't bode well for low-income residents seeking addiction treatment. Kim Beauregard is the president and CEO at Intercommunity Healthcare.
We, as a safety net organization, we're barely making it now. We have great business plans and we're a great business, but we have such great numbers of people who need so much help. People are coming in who are homeless, who are experiencing all kinds of other difficulties or primary care issues, poverty. It feels like people who are making these decisions do not know what is going on in the real world here.
Intercommunity Healthcare provides primary care, mental health, and addiction treatment in the greater Hartford area. A significant portion of patients and clients use Medicaid. Miriam Delphin Rittman is the commissioner of the state's Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. She says proposed cuts come at a bad time for Connecticut, which just saw a rise in accidental overdose deaths last year. A record number of 1,200 people died.
The recent announcement of the rise in accidental overdose deaths in our state last year was heartbreaking to hear. Each of those lives lost not only represent an individual who lost their battle to addiction, but they also represent a family whose brother, sister, father, or mother will no longer be with them.
Delphin Rittman says federal resources thus far have helped Connecticut boost its supply of the overdose reversal medication naloxone and get it into emergency departments, state agencies, and community organizations.
Federal resources have also allowed us to significantly increase access to addiction services, including medication-assisted treatment, which we know is a gold standard to addressing opioid use disorder.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal has pledged to fight the proposed cuts. In fact, he says the federal government should be investing more money into Medicaid and other programs that address the nationwide addiction crisis, not less.
For states across the country, there would be a huge gap in the funding for treatment of substance use disorders. Those numbers are going to be impossible to make up for most states. And for Connecticut, it's going to be a significant burden.
While he couldn't say exactly how much Connecticut would lose in Medicaid funding, Blumenthal says fewer resources for this population of people would create problems in other areas as well.
If you don't pay now, you pay later in homelessness, in crime, in all kinds of ways that are vastly more costly. So it's an investment in healthcare that prevents larger costs later.
Congress will review the proposed federal budget during the next couple months. The final version will likely see substantial changes from the president's wish list. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.